The views, information, or opinions expressed during Angel Answers with Amy Toys series are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily are the opinions of those of the host, BBS Radio, and its affiliates and its producers. The show, its host, BBS Radio, and affiliates and its producers are not responsible and does not verify the accuracy of any of the information contained in this series. The primary purpose of this series is to educate and inform. This series does not constitute medical, legal, or other professional advice or services. The series is available for private, non-commercial use only. Any portion of this series may not be copied, reproduced, or edited without written consent by the host or its producer. And welcome to Angel Answers with Amy Toy. I'm a psychic medium, clairsentient, clairvoyant, and I am having the, we're doing a little practical matter today, and we're going to talk about your money. And there's a lot of debt going on out there. So AJ Matta has graciously come on and is going to be talking about debt settlement, debt consolidation, and some other things. How you doing, AJ? How's it going?
Amy, thanks for having me on, and thank you for your listeners. And absolutely, yeah, there is a lot going on where a lot of people are, you know, needing to reach out for some assistance. And, you know, hopefully through your platform today, we can give some direction.
Yeah, because, you know, with the economy, even though there has been a recovery, so to speak, you have a new business venture, and one of them deals with the IRS. And I've had dealings with the IRS. They're not nice people to deal with. So explain a little bit before we get into that, your background and how you got into this, because you're usually in a marketing. I met you through marketing and LinkedIn.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. So, you know, I'm 46, Amy, and I've been in direct selling since I've been 15. And then when I got, you know, right around 28, I opened up an insurance agency and a money lending company and rode that wave back in the day, you know, when all the mortgage hype was good and, you know, homes were, you know, values were high and all that stuff. And then back in 2009, I ended up selling that when everything started to, you know, take a dive and wanted to really realize, you know, getting into the internet marketing. That's where you and I met. But what's happened in recent times, I would say within this last year, is that there's been a major shift back towards what we experienced 10 years ago, where, you know, the banks are much more relaxed, lenders are much more relaxed, and people are much more open to have conversations to help other people because laws have just been, you know, again, a lot of the laws have been relaxed. So, you know, we got back into it based on our experience in financial services to really try to help people, you know, get to the other side of what's going on for them.
Yeah, which is, you know, interesting because you have an extensive financial industries background. How did you get into that, first of all? Like you said, you had an insurance business. How did you get into the financial industries services to begin with?
So here's a spiritual answer to that, right? So I was working in a retail mall, and I'm praying literally like okay, I'm like, there's got to be something here that's really got to be. And this was the time where like cell phones weren't so prevalent, so I was actually walking around with a pager, you know. And
oh my God.
So yeah, exactly. And so so you know, I was just literally like, there's got to be something out here. I just can't be spending the rest of my life in a mall working at this department store kind of thing, right? Selling retail.
Right.
And so what happened was I got a page. And then I call and I answered the page because nobody was paging me, but the page looked cool on me. So I wore it. You know what I mean? So I was like, oh my God, somebody actually paged me. Right. So I actually called the number back and it was an insurance recruiter and said, hey, we got your name from somebody. They thought you'd be good in the insurance business. Would you like to consider going through our program? So anyway, long story short, I went through that process. You know, they were interviewed like over like 150 candidates and they were picking like five people. I was one of the five. And they put us through a very extensive training program. I mean, flew us around and really trained us like top notch, like really, you know, really, I mean, put us through every possible, you know, course scenario that we could do. So that's how I got into that. And I really loved it. It really connected with me. You know, it was just for me, it was, Amy, it was just really that whole feeling of, man, you know what? It's just amazing to be able to do something for a living where you can financially impact in a positive way people's lives. That was really just a cool gig for me.
Yeah, well, I was in the insurance industry way back in the 1800s, you know, before they invented dirt. That was a long time ago. That was We a long time ago. Oh, my God. You're sending me back to when I was 19 and I had property and casualty. I got my license. I remember I pissed off the owner's son because he had gone through the exam like three times for the broker's exam. And I had passed in the first try, and it took him three tries. He was so mad at me.
Oh.
He was my boss. I remember.
Oh gosh, I remember those days. I do. I tell you, I remember those days. But it's been a great ride. I'm really glad to be back into it. I really am, and I'm really happy to see things shift in people's favor. I really am. It's really beautiful to see.
It is. And, you know, the one of the reasons why I had you on this show, too, because you have a spiritual background, and people don't equate spirituality with money. They really don't. They don't feel like their finances are separate, but it's not, you know, and you have a very good soul and a very good heart to help people with this. So, you know, let's talk a little bit. What is the main reason someone would want to settle their debt? You know, we have credit card debt, we have mortgages, we have, you know, student loan debt. How can you help somebody settle that debt? Maybe their credit cards, because of the financial crisis we just went through in 08, 09, now maybe they have debt because they had to live off their credit cards. Maybe they couldn't find a job. So now they're left with all this debt. How can you help people with that?
So the number one thing we're going to do first and getting back to your first part of that question, which is why someone would do it, is because they need financial relief. They got to get better and they got to grow their lives, and there are programs out there, such as our programs, and how we go about doing it. For example, let's say someone had like student loans or credit cards, or they had like a foreclosure or vehicle repossession, and they really don't want to go through bankruptcy kind of thing like that. Then, you know, we're going to work with them, and we're going to settle their debt like at the very least 50%. So let's say they got like, you know, $10,000 in debt, for example, $100,000 in debt, whatever that number may be, we're going to settle that 50% as an average, okay? And then what we're also going to do is we're going to reduce their payments from what they're paying now upwards down to like down to 80%. So, for example, you know, if you're paying like $1,000 a month, you know, we potentially could reduce that down to like $200 a month. I mean, really, that kind of impact is what we really focus on. That's going to give someone some financial relief, Amy. You know, and it is what it is. That's number one, why they want to do it. And number two, it'll help them get themselves, you know how it is. I mean, if people are emotionally clear in what's going on with their lives and, you know, they got a clear head, they're going to prosper a lot better. So this gives them a chance to prosper because they don't have that noose hanging over their neck as much anymore.
Right, exactly. Energetically, what you're doing is when people have this emotional, mental clutter of worrying about maybe they can't pay their credit cards, maybe they can't even pay the minimum amount each month, you know, and they have that emotional clutter, that mental clutter of going to bed every night and agonizing over this, your program can help them relieve that clutter, it feels like to me.
It absolutely can. And, you know, Amy, listen, worst case scenario, all they got to do is ask, and we look into it, and we analyze it, and two things will happen. It'll work for them, or it won't work for them. But I always encourage everybody, you should at least try, you know. We're not going to pull credit, you know. And here's another thing that they want to know with the debt settlement. We're not going to pull the credit, you know what I mean? So it's not going to be like, see what they got. We already know they got credit issues. That's why they're coming over to us, you know. So let them just come on over, explain the scenario, and then, you know, generally we knock that out pretty fast for them. And the other thing too is we work with lawyers they literally have a law firm that's working on their behalf. So it's not just a couple of people just marketing a product or selling or explaining a product to them. They actually have a law firm that's setting up trust for them to make sure that their assets are protected, to make sure that they're not getting harassed anymore all the way through. I mean, it is tight.
Yeah, and, you know, me, myself, and I've gone through a bankruptcy, been harassed by creditors. I've been, you know, back in the 1800s, like I said. It just seems like another lifetime before, you know, when you learn the spiritual component about money is energy and all that stuff, which I'm not going to get into too much in this interview. But once you learn that and how money works and the energy, you know, you do want to declutter that. So, besides being a spiritual guy, what is the difference between your debt settlement programs and your competitions?
So most our debt settlement program works like this. When someone enrolls with us, let's say they have 10 different credit cards, okay? We're going to go ahead and put all of that into one kind of system, if you would, one kind of box, if you would, and we're going to look to settle it all at once, like one fall swoop, if you would, okay? Where other settlement companies, it's one by one by one by one, by one, by one. That could take years. That could take 4 or 5, literally years, because of the fact that they're going through it. Our objective is to take it all and just settle it all at once and be done with it. Knock it all out. And that's the difference there.
Yeah, but sometimes, because I've been through the debt settlement programs, too, and I've called around back when I was going through a bankruptcy, like I said, this was, oh, my God, 20 years ago. And some of the credit cards did not, the credit card companies did not participate with their program. What about your program? Do all credit cards qualify, or do you find some opposition with that? How does that work? I'm just asking questions because I'm remembering back.
Great questions, and you're asking on behalf of your listeners that are here today. And absolutely, I mean, look, you're always going to find some sort of a opposition where someone's going to say, well, wait a minute, no, yes, well, guess what? That's why we work with lawyers. That's why when the client rolls with us, that's why we're working with lawyers, because the lawyers are there to protect that interest. As again, it's not just a couple of guys or girls off the street that are actually saying, okay, well, we're going to do this for you and we're just going to keep sending letters. No, we're not doing that. We have a law firm that's working on their behalf that's going to be taking care of this for us. And they're going to hit it, and they're going to hit it hard. And if they need to hit it harder, they're going to hit it harder again. And that's what's going to happen. I mean, we work directly with them. They're actually going to speak with one of our lawyers when the people do start to say, okay, I do want to enroll in your debt program.
Yeah, and like you said, you don't have to pull a credit report, but you can go on creditkarma.com, and that will give you not a concise list, but give you an idea what your credit is if you really want to look at it.
And we want them to go to creditkarma.com anywhere or something of that like, because in this way we can really get accurate numbers of exactly what it is we're going to pay off for them. You know, we need to know, right? And the credit report is going to give us the most accurate, and then at least we know who to talk to and, you know, go through that process. So,
exactly, because I know that one of my creditors, and they're a pain in the butt, that's why I'm paying them down and getting rid of them. They will not settle for nothing. Mm-hmm. What do you do with a creditor like that? You said, like, an attorney would go after them and make them. It's like, are they making them put their feet to the fire? Because I'd love to see this creditor get it, because they're jerks. They are total jerks.
Here's, again, you asked me what makes us different than a lot of the other settlement programs. Here's the other thing. When we accept someone as a client, we guarantee that their debt's going to be settled. So let's say, for example, one creditor is a stick in the mud, and they're literally putting a line in the sand, and there's such a hard time settling it, and we can't get to settle for whatever reason. That client is not responsible for that. Once we've accepted that person as a client, if you would, then ultimately our company or the companies we work with, they're responsible for making sure that debt's paid off. That client has already made an arrangement with us.
So if that
happens, then that's part of our job, if you would.
Yeah, because I know, like I said, this was a long time ago, I was calling around, and I'm like trying to get them to, you know, at least lower the APR or the, which is the interest, the annual percentage rate or something. I think that's what APR stands for. And they wouldn't do it. They're like, no, you'll just have to go into bankruptcy. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, there's no hidden surprises here. Once they say, okay, look, yeah, we want to proceed with you and want your help here, and let's say, for example, we're saying, okay, it's going to be this much, but then it turns out being more than this much, if you would, then we're responsible for that more than this much, not the client.
Okay.
Yeah, that's how strong, and you know, and the companies we work with, I mean, they've been doing this for years. You know, this is what they do, you know.
Yeah.
And we work, again, closely with them. We get them in touch with them. Again, and I really, you know, for me, you know, when I thought about getting into this again, Amy, you know, again, I got a very extensive background. So for me, it's riding a bike. But when I thought about getting back into it again, one of the things I looked at is like, you know, well, great. I mean, obviously, you know, you look at opportunities out there in the marketplace. But I also looked at the fact of like, you know, will someone deliver? And the fact that the companies we're working with do have the lawyers there, and they do have the financial backing to make sure that if something didn't go there, that the client wasn't responsible for that. The client wasn't going to get a surprise. You know what I mean? They get what they signed up for, and that's it. They're good.
Yeah, it's amazing. I love the credit card company. So besides credit cards, like, what other types of debt qualify?
Okay, so business debt. A lot of people have business loans, if you would. They've gotten these short-term business loans. Like a lot of these businesses get these cash advances on their merchant services on their credit card, you know. And so then they have to pay those back daily. on a very high interest, or they get these really short-term like loans that are like, you know, 18-20% kind of thing, where people draft out of their accounts every single day, kind of thing like that. So those kind of loans, those qualify. So business unsecured lines, they qualify. Tax loans qualify, again, even if they're with the IRS. So our sweet spot, if someone was to work with us, is going to be anything related to, Amy, credit card debt, student loans, non-governmental now. With student loans, I want to say private student loans, non-government. If they do have government student loans, we do have outlets for them to help them with that. Business debt, any type of business debt, if you would, and any type of IRS debt. That's going to be our sweet spot. That's where people are going to come to us for.
And the IRS, that's interesting. Like I said, I've had dealings with them back in the day. I swear to God, I've been through it all. How do you work with the IRS? I mean, aren't they sticklers for settling debts with them? I mean, what if the person has, I don't know, maybe they have 5 years they haven't paid on their IRS debt.
Mm-hmm.
And now the bank, the IRS is going to do garnishment or lien on their property. Can you work with people like that?
Absolutely. Okay. We literally can work with people when they're literally at the courthouse steps with something. We can go to that level with it. Again, we need to talk to them obviously beforehand as much as possible,
right.
But if it goes to that place, we can. And as far as the IRS, yeah, the IRS is the one creditor that's not going to leave you alone. You know, the other debts, the other ones are, a lot of the other credit cards, companies, people are going to eventually, you know, there's not a debtor's prison per se, you know what I mean? So they're going to eventually write it off, you know, but the IRS is one of those ones that just keeps coming at people, you know, and they just coming at them, and they just keep coming at them. And that's the one that really causes people the most stress. You know, so, but again, you know, it's a matter of just, sometimes what makes, you know, peace of mind sense doesn't always make economic sense. So we just have to look at the whole picture, you know, as far as what that person's wanting to do.
Yeah, the IRS is an interesting entity, and I was hoping that the new president, 45, would, you know, get rid of them, but I don't know. He might be an IRS target after his impeachment. Who knows? Anyway, you know, you just never know with 45.
Yeah, I just never know. You never know what's going on in today's world. You know,
yeah,
I mean, the best thing, Amy, is like I always tell people, is just, you know, again, you know, go through the process. It's, again, we're not pulling your credit to go through the process. We're just talking to you to see if it makes sense. And again, two things will happen. It'll be, yes, we're going to be able to help you, and here's how, or no, you know, stay where you're at, or we won't be able to help you. I mean, it is what it is.
Right, it is. And, you know, you just, like you said, peace of mind and clearing the clutter. I call it clearing the energetic clutter. If I can get my finances under control, then everything else in my life is under control.
Exactly. And that's totally what it's going to be like. And you'll find, and I really feel like, and again, I think, you know, from the spiritual aspect of things, you know, you and I, you know, we're friends, and we get to talk about this stuff all the time. And, you know, you are seeing that shift with people. And I think that if you can help people shift into a different way where they don't have all these different, you know, nooses hang around their necks or their, you know, these pressures, and, you know, let them have a free flow, they're going to have a better existence. And I think that's what universally this should be all about, is helping someone have a better existence.
Exactly, because like I said, I feel like people are still coming out of this financial crisis that we were in, even though things have gotten way better. And you're right, the banks are more relaxed. They feel, you know, creditors are, you still have this residue. And so, you know, like with creditors, how do creditors and collection companies ever take people to court to sue them?
They do. We hear that. We hear that a lot. Like literally, like people will call us and say, "Listen, we've just got a lawsuit filed against us. So we're going to court on them." So they'll go there sometimes. Sometimes they will. Sometimes they won't. We don't know. You won't. You know, there's no. You know, unfortunately, there's no cut and dry scenario. Like, okay, well, if this happens for so long, they're going to take you to court. We don't know that. It's really going to be upon the discretion of that creditor. And you know, what their legal team decides to do, or, you know, administration decides to do or not to do.
Yeah, and it's scary because I know one creditor will file a lien right away, and that's American Express. They are pains in the asses, from my experience, from my clients. I mean, how do you deal with a creditor like that? Can you get that lien off the property? I mean, what happens with that, AJ?
So what happens with that? Again, I want to refer that back to the law firm that's going to be working with the client, Amy, because of the fact that when we analyze the situation and someone explains to them, again, they're going to let them know. They're going to be able to tell them, we're going to be able to get these people off your back, or we're going to have some troubles here, so we may need you to stay where you're at. You know what I mean? So we won't know that, and that's why we really encourage that if anybody has any debt, regardless of what the amount is, you know what I mean, regardless of where you're at, it's just you explore it and look at your options. You know, and then again, you know, we'll find out if there's going to be something there for them. It's hard to say, because there's really no, there's just really no cookie cutter approach to it. There really is.
Right.
You know, everything really is based on the whole picture. You know, we got to paint the picture to the creditors. You got to paint the picture to the IRS. You got to paint the picture to the lawyers that are representing them, that are creating the trust, if you would. You got to paint that total picture all the way through. And then and only then are we really going to be able to figure out, okay, this makes sense. But I will share this with you, where the clients can, the people that enroll with us can have some confidence. Is once they do enroll with us and we have accepted them, pretty much they just got to do their part of the arrangement, and we got it from there. And if there's anything above and beyond that, then, you know, guess what? That's our problem.
Right. Yeah. Like I said, but you don't want it to go to that point where, you know, you have American Express filing a lien on your house. Or,
no,
you
really don't. Obviously, you don't.
Really don't. Or they're going to try to. Yeah. Or they're going to try to. I don't know. What is that called when they put they put on your credit report when you don't settle with them or whatever? Is it? Oh, what the hell is that called? I forgot. Like, it's like an open debt or something, and it takes 10. It's 10 years on it. It's like you never settle.
Oh yeah, they write it off. They you know, bad debt. I mean, they do. They call it so many different things. I mean, you know, there's so much different terminology there that they'll use on that. But you know, but if I think I'm really seeing here, like, the trend that's happening is when people do go through settlements, you know. Obviously, people are going to know, their creditors are going to know that they're going to go through a settlement. So their creditors are going to file that as a report saying they're going. And if they accept an offer, they're going to let the credit report companies know that they accepted an offer. So, you know, so anybody that looks at their credit is going to know that they settled. That's okay. But guess what? It shows that they're at least making an attempt, because how many people are actually walking away and literally walking away from it all? You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
You know, it's really up to them. And then we'll let them know. I mean, there's people that call us all the time that they're literally at the bankruptcy, you know, steps. And, you know, they're at that point. And so maybe that might be their better option when they talk to their attorneys. You know, we don't know. Again, that's why we just need to be able to at least have the conversation. I tell you, we are like the 11th hour people kind of place.
Okay.
So literally that's a lot, I'm telling you. So we've got so many 11th hour scenarios that you couldn't imagine that have been pulled off. You know what I mean? Like, literally grabbing someone from the courthouse steps to, you know, taking them out of this to, you know, help them with this thing or that thing. I mean, and that's generally, you know, and that's human nature. That's generally when people call, when they're at that 11th hour kind of scenario, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but maybe in today's program we can get across to people that it's good to take care of the problem before it becomes a problem, correct?
Absolutely. I mean, the more they can preemptively strike that, the better off they are. I mean, you know, and, you know, we're here at whatever level. I mean, obviously, the more time we have to be able to address the scenario, Amy, the more that we can get on top of it, the quicker we can get them to the other side of it.
Yeah, because sometimes, you know, you may, you know, be in denial about the problem, and then all of a sudden you're in $40,000-$50,000 of credit card debt, and here you're like, or medical. What about medical bills? Would that qualify as a debt?
Absolutely. Medical bills do. The other thing I want to also let you know, too, is that we can also help people in addition to the debt. So absolutely, with medical bills, we can settle that, no problem. The other thing, too, is that if they have any issues with, like, you know, or not issues, but they want to, let's say, for example, maybe they do have pretty decent credit and they just want to settle the debt, or maybe they don't even want to settle the debt, but they just want to maybe get a loan. We can help a lot of people with loans, too, so we can get unsecured lines of credit for people, too, you know, business and personal.
Yeah, how does that work with someone? So I know that you can qualify for a business loan or a personal loan. Because it used to be an unsecured loan, which is, let's give a definition, because we're probably throwing around terms people don't understand. What is an unsecured line of credit?
Unsecured line of credit means there's no collateral attached to it, meaning you didn't put your car up for collateral, or you didn't put your house up for collateral, or you didn't put your firstborn or your secondborn up for collateral. You know, you didn't use collateral. unsecured literally means that, you know, guess what? If you don't pay this, then there's really, other than them slamming your credit and maybe taking you to court or whatever they may or may not do, they can't attach themselves to anything. It's an unsecured line of credit.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And so there's a lot of that. There's a lot of that out there. So, we can help those people with that. If they show like, okay, well, look, you know, we got good financial history. We got good cash flow coming in. I'll give you an example. There was someone that came in the other day, had amazing credit, like top of the line credit, but they didn't have the cash flow. So they were turned down for a loan. But then there was someone that didn't have really good credit, but had the cash flow and they got the loan. You see what I mean? So you got to take a look at the overall picture, Amy. Yeah, that's, and again, we literally don't know that until we actually spend time with everybody, and we have a very confidential conversation with them on a one-on-one basis, very friendly. You know, it's just a matter of just kind of learning their picture, let them speak, let them, you know, kind of share exactly the picture. So the more that we can see the world through their eyes, the better that we can help sell that to the different lenders for them.
Yeah, and that's something, like you said, I remember I was talking about my financial situation, and you said, yeah, we could probably get you a loan. I'm like, really? Thank God it's turning around. But, you know, sometimes that happens. You're in a lurch, and you have to find your way out of the, you know, sometimes you can't see the forest beyond the trees. So it feels like you can help people do that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a matter of talking to them. At the very least, like I said, you know, we'll at least be able to give them direction. If we can help them with where they're currently at, then we'll help give them some direction. We're not going to say, okay, well, have a good day. Thank you. We can't help you. You know, we'll at least guide them and say, well, go and talk to this, or you need to do this. You know, we'll at least give them some direction.
Exactly, because you're right. You talk to some of these debt settlement companies, and they're just like, you know, oh, you don't qualify for this, or you don't qualify for that. And I had a friend of mine that went through that, and she was heartbroken. But then she found another way, thank God. But, you know, it's you need some direction. You really do.
You got to have direction. I mean, in life, it's like life in general. I mean, everybody, like, you know, I always say this, the president of the United States has direction from, like, how many cabinet advisors, you know what I mean? I don't care who you are or where you're at in your life, everybody needs some direction. Our specific direction is going to be related to your financial world. You know what I mean? That's where we come in. You know, there's going to be people in your life that come in for your health, you know, for your health world. You know what I mean? They talk to you about your health stuff. You know what I mean? Or your exercise kind of stuff, or whatever you do. You know what I mean? But you know, ours is related to the financial health aspect of it. It's just like try to get some betterment there. Because look, the reality of this is because when people can get better. And look at it from the perspective of the lenders, of why they're doing this and why they want to do this, Amy, is that when people do get better financially, you know what they do? They spend more money. You know what? Then when they spend more money, it drives the economy. And then when it drives the economy, everybody's happy. It's just a cycle of life. You know, it is what it is.
Right, right. And
I don't make the rules. I'm just a messenger, but that's what it is, you know.
Exactly. I mean, and what's this? Does debt settlement, settling debts lower your credit score?
It totally does. Absolutely. Whenever they do that, because remember, when we're settling the debt, we're going to go through a process which is going to take a period of time. You know what I mean? So as it goes through a period of time, they're not going to be making those payments. So as they're not making those payments, that's going to negatively impact their credit score. So they're going to look to, on average, I would say about 12 to 18 months of a negative impact on their credit score. But once it's done, they're going to start booming back up. And next thing you know, they're going to get offers again. And there's other resources that they can go to, like we talked about. You know, if they want to go to credit repair resources, then they can go there. It's part of the process. But guess what? They got to go through that. It's part of the building blocks of their financial health. It really is.
Mm-hmm. What's your opinion on the credit repair places, by the way? Because I've heard a lot of my clients are going into that. And I've heard some mixed results, mixed reactions, mixed results.
It depends on what they're looking to do. Like, for example, like if it's personal credit repair, I haven't, quite frankly, you know, seen a lot of people just come back and say, okay, I've had this great experience with that. On business credit repair, I've seen a lot of good stuff with that. And what and it's really and business credit repair I have, because business credit repair really was a lot of the business credit repair companies that we work with, they focus on reestablishing that credit. You know what I mean? So where the credit the other personal credit repair companies, they're just trying to say, well, he didn't pay this, or no, it's not his bill. You gotta take it off. You gotta take her bill off. So that's an ever ending battle there. You know, if it puts it in perspective, Amy, we don't do credit repair. You know what I mean?
Because,
you know,
I just wanted your opinion on it. Because we talk about money. We talk about things. Yeah. And I just wanted to know your opinion on it. Yeah.
To me, it's too ambiguous. It really is. I mean, it's too much of a moving target to be able to do. You know, for me, it really is. I mean, when I look at trying to help someone at a financial level, I want to know that 2 + 2 = 4. You know what I mean? And
right.
But with credit repair, you know, I'm not saying there's no good credit repair companies out there. I'm not saying that at all. I'm simply saying there is a moving target to there. That's a whole other animal. And we just chose not to take that as part of our business.
Okay, so let's get back to the process of the debt settlement. You said there's like 12 to 18 months of them not paying their debt. Does it go into an account, or how does that work?
Well, what happens is that when we work with, when we accept them as a client, we're going to structure a loan for them, okay? So it's going to be a loan. So let's say, for example, they owe $100,000 of debt. Let's say they owe $10,000 in debt. Well, we're going to loan them, and I'm just giving you an average here, so you know what I mean?
Okay.
So take what you want and throw the rest away. But we're going to loan them 50% of that, okay? So they're going to pay the debt settlement company that we work with. They're going to pay them back on a weekly basis. They're going to pay them back on a weekly basis that loan of 50% of what their debt is, and then from there, the debt settlement company is going to take it from. They're going to handle everything from there. And again, if it goes beyond that, meaning that they won't settle. Once we've accepted them, then that client is really at that point is really not responsible at that point.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah. So, are there any startup fees or extra fees when people go into the program?
There's going to be some fees, like any type of program that they go. A lot of those fees can be rolled into the loan for them. And again, if there's any additional fees, then you know we'll just have to address that as it goes on. But again, we won't know that until we talk to the client and see exactly what their scenario is. You know, I would say most of them, like if there's generally any type of startup fees are generally related to business type of loans. But other types of loans, like personal debt. Or IRS tech stat. I mean, there's, you know, a lot of that can be rolled in. I mean, we just have to see. We just have to take a look at the picture, because everything is a case-by-case basis. It really is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. And everybody's financial outlook is different or picture than somebody else's. Yours is different than mine. And then, you know, neighbor A up the street or whatever. Yeah, and it's just good. Maybe people should consult you just to look at their financial picture.
I mean, they should consult with me. They should consult with anybody, really. I mean, I think if anybody's in any position, obviously we want them to consult with us. But to be objective as possible, they really need to consult with somebody, because they really need to take a snapshot. Even if they've made some sort of agreement, it doesn't matter. I mean, you look, we live in a beautiful country called the United States of America. We got a lot of flexibility here. And so if there's something that can be done, it's going to be able to be done in here where we're at right now. So, I mean, it's worth people's while. If they have any doubt, if they have any question, if they have any inkling, Amy, it's worth their time to be able to say, hey, can you just take a look at what I got going here? Am I good where I'm at? Or is there anything I could be doing better? Look, again, like I said, and I always get back to this, two things, yes or no. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Why would someone not qualify for the program? What are some scenarios?
Well, a couple of scenarios are is that they, number one, is they can't pay it back. Okay, so the biggest reason they can't qualify it is they may have all the debt in the world and we can settle it, but if they don't have any cash flow coming in and they can't pay any of the debt back, you know what I mean, then they don't qualify. You know, they've got to be able to at least be able to know that they got to pay the people back that are giving them the loan to be able to pay all their debts off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had a lady the other day. I mean, she had a ton of debt, and she was an ideal candidate for us, but she didn't have wasn't making any money to be able to pay the debt back. So it didn't matter whether we did it or she stayed where she was at. She still wasn't being able to write a check for anything to be able to pay her loan back. So you got to be able to, there's got to be some sort of economic responsibility that plays towards the client. You know what I mean? Where they got to know that, okay, well, look, even though I'm settling it, I still got to pay something towards it. So if there's some economic responsibility there and they know that they can pay it, you know, they're going to get what's called a term sheet. Every time a client applies with us, they're going to get what's called a term sheet, which is going to say, here's the amount we're going to loan you. Here's what we're going to pay off. Here's how we're going to work with you. Here's your payment. And they're going to know if they can pay that or not pay that. If they can't pay it, then they don't qualify, really. Mm-hmm. You know, and again, there are those certain times, Amy, too, where maybe they are pretty far along in the process. Literally, they're really into the courthouse steps pretty deep. You know what I mean? So, mm-hmm. You know, they're too far in. So maybe those happen again. But again, we just don't know those things. It's so unique. And that's what I love about the financial services world, because it truly is not a cookie cutter approach. You know, it's not like, okay, well, you know, we're going to like, a lot of different businesses where, okay, if you spend this much, we're going to give you this. You know what I mean? It's not about that. Every case is so unique. It really is. Mm-hmm. And it always keeps you on your toes. You know?
It does. And, you know, and some people worry about karma, you know, but it's like, I feel karmically, if you're trying to pay your debt back or trying to find a solution, I don't think you're karmically in a deficit. I think you're in the positive, and that's just my opinion. You know, because some people ask me that, if I do this, you know, is my karma going to be bad? I'm like, no. No, not at all. You're trying to pay it back. You're trying to find a solution here. And this feels like this is one of the solutions they should be looking at, really.
I think so. I really do. I mean, again, it's worth a shot. I mean, they have nothing to lose and everything to gain, yes? You know, they have nothing to lose and everything to gain. So if they go through the process and just, you know, go see what they say again, you know, they're going to find out whether we're going to help them or not. And whether they choose to do anything with it or not, again, that's their issue. And if they believe that karma is going to have a bite against them, then, again, that's their issue. Yeah.
I know. And that may sound weird, but I mean, I've had people ask me that through the years as I've read them.
Oh, absolutely. Of course.
Yeah. And it's like, yeah, you know, and you understand that. You totally get where I'm coming from.
Oh, I totally get that. I mean, I'm a big believer. If you try, then at least try. You know what I mean? And try it. Right. Give it a shot. That's what I'm a big believer on. I mean, don't just pull the wool. Don't pull the blankets over your head and hide, because you know what?
Yeah.
The big monster is always still going to be there. I promise you. You know what I mean? Just try though. You know?
Yeah. My nightmare was the IRS. I used to have this IRS sign following me all over in these nightmares I used to have. Oh my God! Before I got it figured out.
And you know, Amy, just like you and just like so many other people with that stuff, there's just absolutely nothing to feel bad about that. I mean, stuff happens in life. I mean, it just happens. I mean, you know what? I mean, you know, it's like, show me anybody where something hasn't impacted them with that stuff. Nobody needs to be embarrassed about these things. They don't need to feel bad about these things. Stuff happens, you know? If you feel like you want to make an attempt to clear it up, then do it. If you feel like you're okay where you're at, then don't do anything. I mean, it really is what it is, but you should never feel embarrassed what you do. Just have peace at what your decision is what I say.
I feel that way too, but I always like to look at my options, because I know there's always a way around it or out of it. You know, and that's what this program is. And how easy is it for people to join the personal debt relief program, in your opinion?
So easy. I mean, literally, once they speak, my partner's name is James. And once they speak to James, because James is the one who deals with the underwriters. And so once they speak to him, generally within 24 to 48 hours, he can give them a resolution and say, okay, you're pretty much ready to go or not ready to go. I mean, it's that quick.
Wow.
And it's that quick. And really, once we accept them, we accept them. And again, remember, we're looking at the overall picture. We know, listen, I mean, we're in business of knowing that people are coming to us because they need a financial relief. They need that financial help. I mean, they need a real financial health checkup. You know, like a real one. I'm not talking about like investments and things like that. I'm talking about real financial health checkup is what they need. So they know. But it's pretty easy. It's pretty easy. I will tell you, I mean, you know, the people that don't go through the program is because they can't. They're not willing to pay any money towards the bills, whether we did it or whether they had to pay it, you know, through normal circumstances anyway.
Right. Right. You know, it's amazing that sometimes, you know, what's in your head is not really the monster. Once you find out that you have options, do people thank you and they feel, do you feel a sense of relief from people who have gone through this program or come to you and you give them their options? How do you think people generally feel after they speak with you and James?
You know, I think when anybody speaks to anybody about helping their money situation, they're really pretty grateful. You know what I mean? Whether it's me or whether it's anybody. You know, they go to a mortgage broker or get them a loan for their house or a loan for their business. I think they're really just all in all pretty grateful. I think, you know, because, you know, what it's money that makes the world go around, yes? You know? And so because they're so grateful of it. And you know, I mean, if it helps them breathe a little bit better and it helps them, you know, get their kids to go back to that school, or if it helps them, you know, get their lifestyle that they were adjusted to again and get that back on track and, you know, move through those things, you know, they're grateful. And, you know, and we're grateful too, because, you know, we're in business and obviously, you know, we're only as good as our clients that are happy with us. And so, you know, it's a two-way street, you know, it's a mutually beneficial arrangement, I would call it, is that, you know, Hey, we got something that can help you. You have a need. So let's do it together. And, you know, I don't think there's a one-sided street here where, like, oh, we're doing this and we're going to do, you know what I mean? It's just, it's mutually, you know, we, you know, they, you know, if someone needs somebody and the other person needs the other person and it works out, that's a great relationship. So that generally turns out to be, you see a lot of gratitude in that, which is why I love being back in the financial services world, Amy.
Yeah, because you are giving them a sense of relief and helping them maybe feel better about their finances, because it is like a monkey on your back. When you look at the credit card statements, or maybe the IRS is, you know, calling you or sending you their wonderful, they don't really call you, they send their letters. I call them the IRS love letters, you know, and you get the letter in the mail and you're like, oh man, you know, I still, all this interest and all this stuff. And then they come to you, someone comes to you or James, and you're like, no, we can take care of this. It's like a release to them.
Yeah, it really is. It's amazing. And it's like, so again, there's so much gratitude. I mean, there's so much, you know, because again, getting back to the spiritual aspect of it, I really believe that we're all connected to some sort of source connected energy. And I believe that if we're all part of that energy and we help our fellow persons, humans, if you would, or whatever we want to call us, throughout that process, it only strengthens us too. It only strengthens the whole aspect of everything. So it's a great thing, you know? I think when people feel good, then everybody feels good. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially if your cash is tied up every month trying to pay off these credit cards and you can't get the minimum payment due, I think it's a good thing that, you know, that relief is, you're right, it makes the world go around and the economy do very well. You know, when you have extra cash flow coming in, it's not tied up in, you know, paying off minimum credit cards or trying to pay the IRS off, you know?
You know, sometimes it's just very healthy to hit the reset button. You know what I mean?
So Yes,
the reset button and start again. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, people got to do it at times, and don't feel bad about it. Just do what you got to do, you know? And, you know, don't feel bad about it. Then let go of the guilt. Let go of the guilt with it, you know? You're trying, and if you're trying, then, you know, bless you, really. You know, bless you.
Well, yeah, as a friend of mine used to say, screw the guilt. And I'm like, okay.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do? I mean, you know, you can't get a little eat you alive, you know what I mean? So, you know, get over it and just, you know, just do the best you can and that's it. And, you know, create an existence and, you know, have your breakthroughs. I mean, it's not a real exact science here. It really isn't. It's not that hard. You know what I mean? Just either make a decision to, yes, I want to be able to correct things, or no, I don't. And either way is okay. It's just your decision. Yeah.
You're the one that's going to have to live with it. So if you got creditors knocking at your door and the IRS sending you their love letters every month, you know, and you're losing sleep, I think that maybe people should look into the program.
I think so. I mean, you know, being very objective as I can.
I know.
Yeah, I really do believe. No. I really believe people should look into it because they have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Really, truly.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know from personal experience, you know, that it's better to look at your options. Nothing is so insurmountable that there isn't a solution for it. Like you said, there's so many programs out there that the lawyers have set up. That's funny. I maybe should be grateful for lawyers today. I used to hate them.
Oh, of course, you know? Yeah. Well, they hey, they create opportunities, right? I mean, so
they do. Yeah. Yeah, I've worked with some of the best and the worst, you know, and I would say to myself, how the hell did he get that client out of that jam? How did they do that?
Yeah, well,
he was a great talker.
I tell you, that's what creates opportunities in this world. I mean, look, it is what it is. We live where we live, so let's accept the rules of engagement. And let's move through it. You know what I mean? And make the best life we can. You know?
And that's the point, you know, and that's the reason why I have you on today is because, you know, you're best to represent to the financial world with the spiritual world. And that's important because there is a connection, whether that people believe it or not. You know, our finances do dictate our mood. And if you're not doing well in your finances, you're going to be grumpy as hell. So you might as well find relief and find some happiness in your situation, if you can.
I totally agree with you, Amy. I totally agree. You know, and at least try. And again, I think when people do try, one thing I notice when people do actually try to make those steps, even if they can't maybe have that breakthrough, I notice that their world opens up for them because they're trying. They are actually trying. Right. You know what I mean? And that's a good thing to try. You know what I mean? You know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Trying truly may be going to bankruptcy for you. I mean, that may be your alternative. I mean, check with your lawyer and your accountant or whoever advises you on that. But
exactly.
You know, but that just may be your option. But at least you're trying. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just don't put the covers over the head and hide from it. You know, because it's not that's gonna always haunt you.
Yeah. Well, I can share a personal experience. I had something that really blew me out of the water in February, and I know you and I talked about this. But then a solution came up 2 months later because I looked at all my options. I looked at everything in my options. And finally, the option was right in front of me, and I got out of it. I don't know how I got out of it, but I got out of it I was praying to my angels and guides. I'm like, look, guys, look, this has really shot me down here. You know, it really affected me. And I found a solution to the problem, and now I'm very peaceful with it because the solution came to me when I least expected it, too. But I looked at my options, and that's what you mean about opening up your world, right? Looking at your options, and this is one of them.
You got to. I mean, you know, you either climbing or you're falling. I mean, that's life. You're either climbing or you're falling. There's absolutely no in-between. It just isn't.
Right.
You know what I mean? Either you're progressing or you're not progressing. So keep moving. Keep moving and use the tools that are ahead of you, that the universe or whatever you call it in this world. Mm-hmm. You know, aliens, God, you know, whatever.
Aliens, God,
whatever. I mean, use it towards your advantage. I mean, whatever you. I mean, I don't know. You know, I mean, it's each to his own, right?
But right, yeah.
You know, you do what you got to do.
Exactly. So, is there anything I haven't asked that you want to tell the listeners tonight?
Well, how did they get a hold of me?
Yeah, I know that was my last question, but any parting thoughts before we go into that question?
I think we covered a lot. I hope you, Amy. I want to thank you for having me on. I truly hope your listeners did find value here today, and I hope you know. Again, I always say to people, take what you want and throw the rest away. You know.
Uh-huh.
So you know, other than that, I really think if people have those issues with that, like we talked about with the debt settlements, or you know, they need some loans, then reach out to us. And let us just at least check it out for you. No harm, no foul. I mean, that's all it is.
Yeah, and personally, I've talked to James and you guys are very nice guys. You looked at, you know, you can look at the situation and, I mean, give yourself, you know, get your credit report, pull from Credit Karma, and go from there because you both will be very objective at helping, you know, people with the situation they're in.
We're going to tell them yes or no, and it's not going to be just a no. It's going to be like, okay, well, no, but you can go in this direction. We're going
right.
to give them at least give them some direction. You know what I mean?
Yep. So how do people find you? How do they contact you? What's your name, rank, and serial number? No, I'm just kidding.
So name, rank, and serial number is so our website so everybody can check us out is bbsdebtrelief.com. Boy Sam, bbsdebtrelief.com. And mm-hmm. if they want to call us on the phone, it's our toll free number is 844-441-DEBT. 844-441-DEBT. So they can either go to the website and contact us through the website. They can also contact the 800 number if they want to send an email. They can send an email to S as in Sam, R as in Ralph, consult, SRConsult, CONSULT, @hotmail.com.
Okay, great. Well, thank you.
And it'd be great,
AJ,
if they may. Yeah, yeah, no worries. If they, it'd be great if for all your listeners, if they can just at least mention where they heard about us from. It's always nice for us to know where we're getting referrals from. So thank you, Amy. I appreciate that.
Oh, thank you for coming on, and AJ, that's always been a pleasure. Good luck in your new endeavor. I have a feeling you're going to do very well with it, you and James.
Thank you.
So you
thank
will
you.
Helping people. That's always that you always get blessed doing that. And you're welcome. You're welcome. And my name is Amy Toy, and this is Angel Answers with Amy Toy. You can find me at amytoy.com, angelicamy35@gmail.com. And if you want a reading or just a talk or a healing session, I'm here for you, too. Everyone, have a great day.